Born on this date, 1930, Mr. Roy Drusky, forever remembered as one of the kindest and most gentlest legends in country music history. Roy sadly passed away at the age of 74 on September 23rd, 2004. However, we'll remember him today with a double feature. First, it'll be an all-time classic titled Pick of the Week. Then we'll follow a song going out to Mama Dawn, who loves and admires this song so much that it is one of her all-time favorites, and it's going to be called Peel Me a Nanner. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say good morning to all my listeners here on Way Back with Johnny.
You only say hello so you can say goodbye. These two words must make your life complete. Pick out the hearts that break to make your ego high. And I was just your pick of the week. Boy, you could see that I would be the perfect clue to wrap around your finger nice and neat. And what I take from you. So I was just your pick of the week. A heart that you can break is all you're looking for. One that you can trample after breaking mine, I know there'll still be more. I was just your pick of the week. Oh, you could see that I would be the perfect clue to wrap around your finger nice and neat. And to what I take from you. So I was just your pick of the week. Yes, I was just your pick of the week. There I was in all of my innocence, loving you with all of my might. Come to find I didn't have any sense. You had a different darling every night.
Peel me a nanner, toss me a peanut, I'll come swinging from a coconut tree. Peel me a nanner, toss me a peanut, you sure made a monkey out of me.
I gave you kisses and I gave you loving, tried to please your every little whim. It all added up to a big fat nothing. Last night you up and run away with him.
Peel me a nanner, toss me a peanut, I'll come swinging from a coconut tree. Peel me a nanner, toss me a peanut, you sure made a monkey out of me. Peanut, you sure made
Well, yes, it's once again that time to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes of the east coast of Canada and salute our east coast favorites this morning with some great gospel favorites. First of all, we'll send out a song to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. Peter did a beautiful recording titled You and Me, which I would like to play for them in loving memory of their brother-in-law, and it's none other than a classic titled You and Me going out to Peter and Myrna today with our deepest sympathy for their loss. Then we'll follow with Roy Payne and his all-time classic version of Hank Williams' old song, I Saw the Light, and then we'll wrap up with another song going out to Michael T. Wall and his wife, Miss Nancy, as she's known, and it'll be a classic I have been meaning to play for them for a while now, titled Till the Angels Come for Me, and this was recorded in January this year. So, with that mentioned, this one's also going out to the King of the Newfies himself, Michael T. Wall, and his wife, Miss Nancy. Welcome in, friends, and good day to all my listeners east of the Quebec border. Welcome in, friends.
I don't think that I will be the first one that you'll see when we step from this world into eternity. I'll be waiting patiently with friends and family, and we can stroll the streets of gold with Jesus, you and me. The way we always thought that it should be. The pearly gates, the crystal sea, the tree of life eternally, to be ever with the Lord, you and me. Should be. The pearly gates, the crystal sea, the tree of life eternally, to be ever with the Lord, you and me. To be ever with the Lord, you and me. No more night.
Say, Michael T, when you're gonna start slowing down? They ask me, when am I gonna stop traveling town to town? I just tell them I love my fans and country, and I'm gonna sing country gospel songs till the angels come for me. I've been lucky making my living as something I love. I thank all my loyal fans, and I thank the Lord above. I've sung in clubs, on TV shows, on the Opry in Tennessee. And I'm gonna sing country gospel songs till the angels come for me. When my time has come and my last song's been sung, I'll tell everybody just where I want to go. Take me back to Newfoundland, that's where it all began. So angels there may serenade my soul. Yeah, my friends say, Michael T, when you're gonna start slowing down? They ask me, don't you ever get tired traveling all around? I just tell them I love my fans and country, and I'm gonna sing country gospel songs till the angels come for me. Songs till the angels come for me.
Bet I will be the first one that you'll see.
Friends, this is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Wayback, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Now, friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to the bluegrass legends of old. However, this past week, last weekend that is, I got to take in some wonderful bluegrass music up at the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival in Iroquois, Ontario. So I'd like to send out some songs to some dear friends of mine who I have known for some time, but also some new ones that I met last weekend. First of all, for our friend Barb, who does a lot of work for the Bluegrass Festival at Gallup Canal, and also for our dear friend Sandra Day, both whom I have been spending time with last weekend at the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. For both of them, it's going to be a song by the Rock Hearts titled Driving Nails. Then we'll follow with our friend Frank Duty of Nova Scotia, and it's going to be a classic of his titled He Listens to Me. And then we'll have another all-time classic song by none other than Nothing Fancy called Just an Old Farmer. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners out in the Iroquois area, but also to all the bluegrass fans of the show. Welcome and friends, and happy listening.
Since that blessed night in the manger, she watched her baby grow. Seemed like yesterday he was in her arms. Where did the time go?
He learned his father's trade. She marveled at it all. Sweat dropped from her little carpenter as he made the timbers fall.
She could hear the driving nails on the hillside, and she prayed that his spirit would not fail. She watches as a young man undertakes his father's will, and she stands and listens to the driving nails.
Of Jerusalem, a child can disappear. She was frantic and she looked for him until she began to hear.
Those hammers up at the temple, she called them as she ran. Surprised to find him teaching like no ordinary man. And she prayed that his spirit would not fail.
She watches as the young man undertakes his father's will,
and she stands and listens to the driving nails. As the earth began to quake, and hammers, nails, and timber of the carpenter's trade made a sound that pierced her soul as the cross was being raised. She could hear the driving nails on the hillside, and she prayed that his spirit would not fail. Driving nails, and she stands and listens to the driving nails, and she cries and listens to the driving nails.
At the rock end of God, there's gave his life on Calvary's tree. Some beautiful day I'll thank him in person. But until then, son, he listens to me. He listens to me at night when I'm tired. He listens to me when I need his strength. He listens to me when no words are spoken. Yes, until then, son, he listens to me. Searching for answers, I cried out in vain. Oh, why, dear Lord, are you taking my papa? It's time to go, son. He listens to me. He listens to me at night when I'm tired. He listens to me when I need his strength. He listens to me when no words are spoken. Yes, until then, son, he listens to me. He listens to me at night when I'm tired. He listens to me when I need his strength. He listens to me when no words are spoken. Yes, until then, son, he listens to me. Yes, until then, son, he listens to me.
He's nothing more than just an old farmer. Hard work is all that he has ever known. He's just a simple man, working a piece of land, living by the seeds that he has sown. When the sun comes up, there's coffee in his cup. From the front porch, he greets a brand new day. He stretches out his arms, looks out across the farm, and in a soft voice, you can hear the old man say, "Thank you, my friend, for the blessings that you give. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done. And give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise." As rich as he can be. Well, this land of ours is filled with milk and honey. Just buy a cow and a couple of hives of bees. He'll proudly say, "I've never longed for nothing. This old farm has given all that I need. Well, it's been a real good home, and I've never felt alone, 'cause my old friend is watching over. Friend, for the blessings that you give. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise. And for the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise.
Oh, the people would come from far away till the break of day, when the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Pim was ready to go.
Hello, this is Lee Monroe II, grandson of Bill Monroe. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back with Johnny Show.
It ain't even none about sundown, on a hill above the town. Uncle Pim played a fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to our dear late friend and tribute artist, Ross Clough, today. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to a collection of my personal favorites of Ross Clough's that he recorded over the years. And first of all, we're going to hear an all-time classic titled One More Valley. Then we'll hear from another all-time favorite titled Thanks to Calvary. And we'll wrap up this set with another all-time favorite classic of his titled Thank You Lord for Your Blessings on Me. Now, as mentioned yesterday in his ceremony and my speech at his farewell celebration of life, this song to me is probably the one song that he will be best remembered for, besides He Put His Loving Arms Around Me, because he did an amazing and very beautiful version of this. So with that, we'll pay tribute to Ross Clough once again, and then be back for some more country music following this. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
The dark clouds won't let the sun shine through. Then a voice seems to say, child, there be a brighter day. Don't allow the storms to hide sweet heaven. Down your heavy load when you get home.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw the same old crowd I knew before. When they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them. Thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, I wish they could see. Shoes on my feet.
and these clothes they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world
y'all. This here is your old host with the most, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 10th anniversary of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival happening from August 7th to the 10th, 2025, this coming summer. The headliners include, but are not limited to, some of the top bluegrass musicians of today, including much beloved Queen of Bluegrass, Ron the Vincent, as well as Larry Stevenson Band, Larry Efaw, along with many more. Tickets can be purchased for the weekend for $110 in advance. That's before July 13th. Also, day passes are available, and it's going to be a great weekend had by all. For more information, contact Kim Wallace at 613-883-3126 or by visiting South Grenville Bluegrass Festival.ca.
You were the one, but that was yes, we had.
Now, friends, last weekend I got to take in the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival on the Gallup Canal up in Iroquois, Ontario. And with that mentioned, I got to also take in some recordings of the bands. Now, with that said, I would like to pay tribute to a band called Rock Hearts, who are out of Maine in the USA. And they did a beautiful song titled Starry Southern Nights. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to them today with this live recording that I recorded last weekend, and wait for it at the end because there is a little special message. So with that, I would like to pay tribute to none other than the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival, and yes, Rock Hearts. I would also like to thank Barb and all her team for inviting us out to the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival last weekend, as a great time was had by all. And I also hear that it was one of the most successful years that the festival happened. With that, congratulations on another job well done, Barb.
Well, we played this yesterday, and thank you for all coming up and saying hi to us. Told you we're nice people, but several of you had commented on this song and requested that we do it again, and so we'd be happy to do that. This is the title track of our first album, and again, I'd invite you to check out the video of this as well. The cool thing about this is that we recorded the video in the same restaurant I wrote the song in 18 years prior, and it's a really touching video. But we'll do the song for you again, and thanks for the request. This is called Starry Southern Nights. Somewhere he made his way through the crowd.
her tightly in his arms. Beneath those shiny neon lights, like he did when they were kids, under the starry southern. With tears, although they dance here every night, his one true love's been gone for years. He whispered, "Dear, I love you, and I will till I die."
Send that out to Johnny, thank you. Yeah.
Well, now, friends, as we pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week today, I would like to pay tribute to two dear friends of mine who are celebrating milestone birthdays this weekend. With that mentioned, we will pay tribute to none other than Uncle Ray Chapisky up there in Eganville, Ontario, who's celebrating 80 wonderful years of life on the 25th of this month. And then we'll also pay tribute to none other than my good friend up in Niagara Falls, Bob Gardner, who is celebrating his 90th birthday as a Tuesday, the 24th. With that, we're going to pay tribute to none other than a song by Ernest Tubb and Red Foley and Too Old to Cut the Mustard. Happy birthday, boys. We'll be back following this to take us all home.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had a lot of pep. I could get around, didn't need no help.
But now you're old and getting gray. The people all look at you and say, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I used to could jump just like a deer,
but now you need a new landing gear.
I used to could jump a picket fence,
but now you're lucky if you jump an inch.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had an automobile.
Now they push you around in a chair with wheels.
Had to fight the gals off with a stick.
But now they say he makes me sick.
Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I was young and in my prime, the gals all used to stand in line.
But now they go the other way, and as they leave I hear them say,
too old, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Yes, friends, once again I would like to pay tribute to our dear friend Ross Clow as we say so long for the Way Back with Johnny show for this weekend. I'd also like to thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in to the program once again. As I say so long, I would like to thank both Ross and Donna for many years of friendship and fond memories over the years. I would like to send y'all home today with once again paying tribute to these two dear friends of mine. And first of all, we're going to pay tribute to them with none other than three classic songs, which are not Ross's, but are true songs of the gospel nature, which speak to us all at this sad time. It'll be the first of all, an all-time classic by Ricky Skaggs and Gone Home. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite by the great wagon master of country music, Porter Wagoner, and If We Never Meet Again. Then we'll send us all the way home today with a song that has always been a favorite of Ross's, as well as Willie LaPointe and many others who listen to the program. It's going to be Miss Rhonda Vincent, who we will be seeing in August, Lord willing, and it's going to be an all-time favorite by her, titled The Record Book. With that mention, I would like to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny Woodlock show today, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again next Sunday at this same great time. So long for now, friends, and happy listening till we meet again. And yes, Ross and Donna, you'll always be remembered in my heart. So long for now, friends, and keep it country.
Gone home.
They have gone home.
Gone home.
They have gone home.
Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we'll never meet anymore. Till we gather in heaven's bright city, far away on that beautiful shore. If we never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the river of life,
where the charming roses bloom forever, and where celebrations come no more.
If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore. Oh, they say we shall meet by the river, where no storm clouds ever darken the sky. And they say we'll be happy in heaven, in the wonderful sweet by and by,
where the charming roses bloom forever, and where celebrations come no more.
If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore.
To be well known of men, I may not ever be. I'm sure down in history, there'll be no marble plaques to tell of my good deeds, nor any great parades to honor me. But there's a when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in that book of life, kept by the Lord.
It's over. Another day gone by, with good friends all around me. How the time did fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is a sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's here.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m.